Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, for sharing the show with a friend, sharing our social media sites. I see you guys doing that. I really appreciate that. Whenever I see somebody tag a video, share our page, it just puts a big smile on my face. So thank you for blessing me with that. For those of you who have been doing that, today I watched a video that we're going to go through talking about how Amazon is going to push further into the grocery business. They already bought Whole Foods, as a lot of you know, but this is a new step where they're going to be going even further in it. And you might have heard some stuff about New York and how they're going to outlaw people-less cashiers or whatever. That's not for this time. We're going to not talk about that today. But I want to talk about how to make money off of Amazon and how to find opportunities in this ever-changing world as we're becoming a digital economy, and how Amazon is set up perfectly to take advantage of this. And we're seeing that impact other grocery store chains. If you looked at the stock market, there was a big sell-off with this news and those other chains because Amazon has been really successful at what they've done. Also related, because it has to do with Amazon, I saw an article shared about Barnes & Noble. It was actually an old article from about a year ago, talking about how Barnes & Noble is going out of business and how all these big book chains have gone out of business because of Amazon, which I think is a false premise. It's not true. Other companies can put other companies out of business. Amazon is definitely taking their sales, but we have seen companies be able to fight against Amazon and compete as well. And so the responsibility of the management of those companies that went out of business is on those companies. Those bookstores should have seen how to leverage the internet in a better way. But again, that's neither here nor there. But I did see a lot of complaints, a lot of people making Amazon out to be a villain and claiming to the old models where they're being remorseful and they're sad that these bookstores are going to go away, and they just want to hold on to the past and they're not looking to the future. And I hope listening to this show, and especially this episode, that if you are somebody that is trying to cling on to what has been in the past, I hope to change that mindset to look towards the future and look for opportunity, not to be holding on to things that are going to be changing and fighting to keep things the same, but looking for the opportunity and the blessings in the things to come. It's a completely different mindset. I'm sure you know people that are relished in the past, that don't like change, to like things the way they are. And then you also know another set of people that are always looking for change, that are always looking to the future. Hopefully there's a good balance of learning from the past, but also being excited and looking for entrepreneurs in an entrepreneurial mindset for the future and what it can hold. And we'll get into more of that in a second. But just to encapsulate that different mindset, I love this quote. I've shared it before. General Douglas MacArthur. It's such a great quote. I have it like posted in my office. It says, "There's no security in life, only opportunity." Now, there's obviously security in Christ, but in this life, in this world, there is no security. There's just opportunity. The ever-changing world that we live in is full of opportunity, but it doesn't offer security. We can only have that in Christ. So don't look for it in the bookstores. Don't look for it in the typical grocery stores that you're used to shopping in. That is all going to change for the better, because that's how Amazon is successful. They're adding value to the industries that they're going into. Before we get any more into that, and before we check out the video that I am referencing, I want you to know we are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to fightlaughfeast.com or flfnetwork.com. Become a member. A lot of you already have, and that is so exciting. Not only because you get one of these mugs when you put HTBT in the memo field, and boy, is it a great mug, but you get tons of other benefits. But even more than that, the reason why it's exciting for me to send you guys these mugs is because you are coming alongside of us and proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. There's so much great content out. There's so much like Bible studies and shows and episodes that you can check out on there, your discounts on merchandise. But more than that, you get to be blessed because you're coming alongside and with what we are doing on this network. And God's doing amazing things. And it's so great to have you guys supporting the network, supporting our show. So I really appreciate that. Thank you for that. FightLaughFeastNetwork.com. If you have any questions for me about the business plan contest that we have until the end of the month, get on that. Or show topics you want me to explore. If you have a question about the career you're in, an industry question, or if you have a small business question, or you have an idea for a company and you're just kind of stuck and you're not sure what to do, or maybe you don't know what the next steps are. A lot of times that's a hard place to be in, where you are not really sure what to do next. You know you need to do something, but you're not sure what. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com, or you can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Please give me a follow, give me a like, direct message me. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for all of those sharing the page with your friends, with your family. Really appreciate that. All right, so let's get into this episode. And I want to start out with this because what we're starting to see is this mantra that Amazon is evil and these companies are falling victim to Amazon, this evil company, that these companies are dying off to this giant website called Amazon. This is a giant company that controls and rules everything. But if you stop and think about what that actually means, it's not that scary at all. It means that Amazon is delivering better value. Remember what value is. It's the benefit minus the cost equals a value. They're providing a better benefit for the cost that you pay as a customer than those other stores are and are dying off. The Barnes and Nobles couldn't provide the quality, the value to the customers that Amazon could, or they offered too high of a price for what they were offering, a brick and mortar store to go hang out at that people didn't necessarily want, or a large portion of people didn't want. And those bookstores are dying away because the value that people are demanding is different than what they had. And it's on you as that company that is the heritage company, quote unquote, the one that the legacy company, the one that's been around, when you see these new competitors, to be understanding your customer and knowing when to pivot, when to change, how to offer better value than Amazon. Barnes & Noble was around before Amazon was. Why didn't they come up with a distribution like Amazon? Now Barnes & Noble, all those stores have more than just books. They are trying to copy what Amazon did, but Amazon has already outmaneuvered them and is thinking so far ahead that I don't think they're going to catch up. It's too late. Business is a game for keeps. But it was on that company. It is on the grocery stores now to innovate and to figure out how to compete with Amazon, like Walmart. Walmart does a great job of doing that. They're acquiring other companies. And they're doing things like that. But what it comes down to is not that Amazon is evil and killing businesses. It's that they're providing value to customers that are choosing to go to Amazon over these other companies. It would be evil if a government forced people to buy from Amazon. But we live in a beautiful capitalist society where we get to spend our money where we think we have the most value. And that's what's happening with this. So Amazon is not evil. All right, let's get into this clip from Fox Business, Neil Cavuto. That guy is smart. I don't know if you ever listen to that guy or hear or read anything that he's written, but that guy is a pretty smart cookie. All right, let's get into this.
Also keeping an eye on Amazon, reportedly now ready to launch a grocery store business that would be very different.
Okay, first of all, what's up with Fox News always having alerts and breaking news? Every single segment is breaking news on an alert. It drives me nuts. It makes me think that nothing is an alert or breaking news anymore. But maybe I should do that to my show. Everything's breaking news. We're talking about Amazon today. Breaking news. There's opportunity in the future. I don't know. Anyways, Larry, let's keep going.
That would be very different from Whole Foods. A big grocery store chains are already selling off on that news. Let's go to retail analyst Bert Flickinger on this. Bert, do we know how this grocery chain would differ, for example, from Whole Foods?
It would differ significantly, Neil, in that it would be a brand new concept from scratch, much lower price, better value, limited assortment, closer to a Costco or a BJ's. And currently, Amazon has its hands full with Whole Foods, with all the problems passed along by John Mackey and the Whole Foods Board of Directors.
All right, so I left in that last bit, where they talk about a little bit of how Whole Foods has been a disaster for Amazon. And it just goes to show that Amazon isn't the perfect company. They haven't figured everything out. They make mistakes. And it looks like Whole Foods is one of those big mistakes that they have made. And they're not perfect, which again lends to the credence that there is opportunity to be had. There are ways to compete with Amazon that other smaller companies can do, that Amazon is not going to be able to take all that market share. So look for those opportunities. It reminds me of a fellow, only in front of a camera would I pull out a word like fellow. I knew a guy named Joel, and he had a plumbing business. He had a plumbing store, a retail store. He wasn't a plumber, he sold retail products. And his store was right next to a Home Depot. And you might be thinking, well, why isn't that big box store running him out of business? Because Joel was a very smart businessman or fellow, depending on if you're in front of a camera or not. He was very smart. He changed what he sold. He no longer tried to compete with that big box store by selling the exact same things because he couldn't compete on price. But there are a number of things that you need in a plumbing business or as a plumber that you can't get at Home Depot. They're too specialized, they're too unique. And that's where Joel comes in. Home Depot sells a lot of common products that most people need, but there are specific things that don't make sense for a big box store to carry, like Home Depot. And Joel figured out those products and he provides those to the plumbers that need them. So they can go to Home Depot for the common stuff and get a lower price, but then when they need that special product, they don't have to order it online. They can go right to Joel and sell it to them. And he has made a very successful business coinciding with Home Depot. And that's what I'm talking about. We don't need to fear Amazon because they're not killing businesses. They're providing value that people are choosing to spend their money at. And when you whittle it down to that, it's less scary. And it looks like a way for us to find ways to find value alongside of Amazon. We're not going to take out Amazon by ourselves in the first year of whatever business we decide to start. But there are things that Amazon doesn't do well, like buy Whole Foods. But other than that, there's things that they are not doing, they're not providing value for. And that's where you need to look for ways for you to come alongside like Joel did and start a business. There's tons of opportunities. We don't need to be scared. We don't need to have regulations against Amazon because, you know, they're getting too big, because there are great opportunities for us to provide value as well. And there's things that Amazon's not going to be able to do. And one of the things that they're getting in trouble with is how much money they're spending on logistics. It's an astronomical amount. And so they're having to get into the retail space, which is going to be really interesting in how they innovate around that, because that's going to cost them a lot of money as well. And that's also may provide more opportunities. Like maybe because Amazon's in a big way a logistics company, you can buy and sell products on there. Maybe there's opportunities for you to join Amazon and sell your own products at their local stores that are going to be brick and mortar. I think the show said that the video clip, I saw a few video clips, I don't remember if it's the one I showed you or a previous one I saw, but they're going to be like specifically in Southern California. Maybe you're in Southern California and you have a product specific to that region. Well, here is a great opportunity for you to get your product into stores and help them be successful. Another thing that I think is really interesting, and another reason why I left in that Whole Foods clip, and this goes back to the beginning of the show where we talked about how there's people complaining about the bookstores going away. And really, it's such a small segment, or by definition, those bookstores would still be around, right? If they had a large customer base, then they wouldn't go out of business. But there's a select few people that are holding on to the past and loved that experience and wanted it. And so too with Whole Foods, is there's customers, the old customers, the ones who liked Whole Foods before it was bought out by Amazon. They like the old way of things, and they're demanding things to go back to the way they were, and Amazon isn't doing it. And I love that, because that goes to a topic we talked about before, that the customer is not always right. And we know this because Whole Foods was tanking by its management, by its strategic decisions, by its pricing model before Amazon bought it over, and that's why Amazon was able to buy it. And so Amazon was going to have to come in and change things against customer demand, because Amazon doesn't want that old customer anymore. Amazon wants the new customers that haven't shopped at Whole Foods, because that's where the growth is going to happen. That's where the company is going to succeed. And I just want to point that out, because that's a beautiful example. That's a perfect example. There's no better example that I could give you of where you can't always listen to the customer. Don't try to please every customer. You have to find the customer that fits, that is your target customer. That's who you have to please. And Amazon understands that those heritage, those legacy, I keep saying heritage, legacy, I don't know which one is correct, those old customers with Whole Foods, those are not the customers that are right, because those are not the customers that are going to make that a profitable business. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that works out. Another thing that's really interesting about Whole Foods is just the culture clash, again, that happens so much. I think that, like, I remember in business school, was it 80 or 90% of mergers and acquisitions fail? And one of the biggest reasons for it is cultural clashes. And you have this big Amazon tech company who is efficient, who is all about the process, and then you have this Whole Foods kind of hippie. Is that what, would you say Whole Foods is a hippie place? I would say it's hippie. And they're kind of idealistic. They give everyone management power, and they give everyone bonuses related to how well their spots did, or they used to, but now they don't. And there's this huge clash, because that business model wasn't effective, because they had to raise prices so much, because you were paying that as a Whole Foods customer. And now they can't do that, because Amazon's trying to make it profitable. And there's just this huge clash that is happening, and it's something else that you got to be really aware with. And one of the ways that you can find opportunity, and you can be thinking, like, why? How are you going to find opportunity in a cultural clash of a merger and acquisition? Well, that's going to lead me into the three ways that I think we can find opportunity in Amazon going into, well, pretty much any industry. They're going everywhere. So the first is from the entrepreneurship perspective. And like I said, be the Joel. The Joel to Home Depot, be the Joel to Amazon. Find ways where you can fill a niche, find value that doesn't make sense for Amazon, but would make sense for you as a small business. They are out there. There's tons of places. Just like we were saying, Joel provided special products that doesn't make sense for Home Depot to carry in every store, but would make sense for him, for his local area, for the plumbers that he knows, the relationships he needs. And he was able to have a successful, profitable business. So there's entrepreneurial opportunities. Second is, remember that Amazon is a logistical company. And we talked about this. Maybe you can sell your products there. So that's another way for you to find opportunity. Maybe you are going to be able to increase sales, because people are going to be able to look and touch and feel your products. And maybe your sales weren't really doing well on your own website or on Amazon's website, but now, because they're going in the brick and mortar, you are going to be more successful, because they have created this asset for people to tangibly touch or feel your product. And then lastly, a lot of people overlook this, is investing. Maybe you look in shorting other grocery store chains with some options, or maybe you buy some Amazon because you think they're going to do well, or maybe you think they're going to be spending too much money on brick and mortar stores, and so their stock's going to short, or stock's going to go down, so you short the stock. Those are great ways to benefit in with what's happening with Amazon, and it doesn't take you being a, you know, super entrepreneur. It doesn't take you to have millions of dollars. You can have $1,000 to invest, and you can benefit from what Amazon is doing. So don't think of Amazon as this villain that is changing everything that we know. Look at Amazon as a company that is constantly looking for ways to provide value to its customers, where people are choosing to buy there. And with that, allows more opportunities for other entrepreneurs, for other investors, for other small business owners to take advantage of that as well. If you have any questions, comments, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. With that, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.